Welcome to episode one of the Game Talk podcast with Matthew A., Curtis, Michaela, and Matthew Jackson. On today's episode, we will have our NHL award predictions and our very early MLB playoff predictions.
With the NHL regular season wrapping up, the anticipation and buzz for one of the sport's best playoffs has started to make its way into the media. The standings, award winners, and final thoughts of the season have started to become clearer. The awards are also an integral part of any sports season and is a great way for some teams or players to cap off what has been a milestone in the respected career. So to start, we have our predictions for the Hart Trophy or the NHL MVP.
I personally think that it's going to be Nathan MacKinnon because he currently leads the league with 127 points. He has 47 goals and 80 assists in 74 games played so far. He is a strong candidate for the Hart, and he continuously proves he is an elite talent night in and night out. He is coming off a home streak in which he had at least 1 point in 35 straight games at home. He also leads the entire NHL in shots on goal this year.
The other candidates would be Connor McDavid, who is third in points, and he could be the first player since the 1990s to finish a season with 100 assists. And Nikita Kucherov, who is second in points, he will finish with above 90 assists this season and has a chance to take over Nathan MacKinnon for first in points. And then the sleeper pick is Austin Matthews if he finishes with 70 goals. Next up, we have the Calder Memorial Trophy for the Rookie of the Year. That one's a no-brainer in which Connor Bedard, who leads with over 16 points ahead of Brock Faber, Connor Bedard leads in both goals and assists, which puts him ahead of points. He's going to win the Calder. Next, we have the Vezina for the Best Goalie.
For the candidates for the Vezina, we have Connor Hellebuyck, who leads the league in save percentage, and he's also third in goals against average. Next up, we have Thatcher Demko of the Vancouver Canucks, who's having an amazing career year so far and has definitely been the player leading Vancouver in their amazing season. And then two other picks are Jeremy Swayman and Alexander Georgiev, who lead the league in wins. I definitely think that Connor Hellebuyck, though, will win the Vezina.
All right, next we have the Norris Trophy for Best Defenseman. I think Cale Makar and Quinn Hughes are the only two applicants. Evan Bouchard and Roman Josi are technically sleeper picks, but Quinn Hughes and Cale Makar are both tied for points. Quinn Hughes leads in plus-minus. Cale Makar is tied for first in goals, second in assists, and first in power play points. Next, we have the Art Ross Trophy for leader in points.
I think it's safe to say it's going to be Connor McDavid for the leader of points. He's been the leader for consecutive years, and it's always safe to go Connor McDavid. I think given that they play each other twice, the best player in the world is easily Connor McDavid. It's undisputed, and Connor McDavid will edge out the competition in Kucherov and MacKinnon throughout the final stretch.
Thank you, Curtis. We like that. Next up is the Selke Trophy for the Best Defensive Forward. Again, there's really only two options, Alexander Barkov from the Florida Panthers or Andrei Kopitar. But as a unanimous pick, we all chose Alexander Barkov. Next up, the Maurice the Rocket Richard Trophy for most goals. We believe Austin Matthews. He has a clear lead on Zach Hyman. He's gunning for 70. He's the best goal scorer in the world. And then finally, we have our Stanley Cup picks. So first off, I choose the New York Rangers. They're one of the best teams in hockey. They're much better than they were last year. And I think their Conn Smythe pick would be Mika Zibanejad.
You know, Matt, I do think that New York is a good team. But however, I personally would like to see the Vancouver Canucks win the Stanley Cup. Just putting that bow on top of the amazing season that they've had so far, and winning that Stanley Cup would be one of the best things that they could do. I think that if they won, they would be able to have Connor Hughes would be the Conn Smythe pick. I think what he's been able to do, being the captain for the first time in his career for the franchise and leading the league in plus minus and having an outstanding season as a defenseman, I think that's just the best thing you can do.
I'm a delusional Leafs fan. We will go hometown here. The Leafs will get over the hump finally. Auston Matthews will be the MVP of the playoffs. The only question is, will Mitch Marner man up and actually play well in the playoffs? We know we got Ryan Revo. He'll set the tone every game. Every single game. We have the toughest guy in the NHL. The Toronto Maple Leafs will finally win for the first time since 69.
I don't know, Curtis, but I'm a little afraid of the Leafs' goaltending problem when it comes to the
Samsonov has been on a complete roll for the past 10 games.
Since January, he leads the league in save percentage.
Shutout last game. Matthews got his 60th goal. Samsonov is the MVP right now on the Maple Leafs.
But listen, man, when we look back at all the Leafs goalies, like Jack Campbell, you know, Frederick Anderson.
Samsonov is the only one to win a playoff series out of every goalie you're going to name.
Look at, like, Frederick Anderson. He's doing amazing. Standing on his head.
Best defensive team in hockey. So.
Standing on his head in Carolina.
Best defensive team in hockey.
Now,
we have the best goal scorer. We have Samsonov, okay? Samsonov will get over the hump.
Well, and finally, we have one more Stanley Cup pick.
We have the Carolina Hurricanes, one of the best teams in the East. They need to finally get past this East Conference Finals after getting swept twice in a row. Cup or bust.
They can't hang with the Leafs, though.
Our Conn Smythe pick for the Carolina Hurricanes is Matt's apparently beloved Frederick Anderson, who has a chance to be one of the first goalies to win the Conn Smythe since Andrei Vasilevsky and, before him, Jonathan Quick in 2014.
If Leafs redemption tour. He couldn't get it done with the Leafs. He will succumb to Auston Matthews, 60 goals. Come on now.
Right. 70.
If Frederick Anderson was able to add his name to the list of people like Vasilevsky and Jonathan Quick, I think that's an amazing accomplishment for his career, and I think that's a great thing for that
organization. All right, guys. Well, with the end of the NHL season quickly approaching and its conclusion of the cold weather, it's starting to become warmer, isn't it? It's time for the baseball season to start. Fresh off a season where we saw the game of baseball change forever, new rules resulted in a faster pace of play, old records shattered, new records were set. This baseball season is set up to be one of the more exciting seasons in the last couple of years. With that, let's discuss our winners for each MLB division.
Way too early predictions. Here we go. AL East is going to be the Toronto Blue Jays. The
Delusions!
Delusion. I will be a Toronto sports fan, delusional. They will get over the hump. They do have the power. Justin Turner's came off of an amazing game, setting the tone. He will be our cleanup throughout the final stretch. The Yankees always lose to the Blue Jays. They always do. They can't hang. The only other team that can compete are the Orioles. They're nice and young. They have good talent. They stay competitive in literally every game they're in. They're rarely blown out. That's the only challenge. The Yankees will fail. They are the Dallas Cowboys of the MLB.
Well, Curtis, I raise you this with the New York Yankees, because the Yankees are my pick. What do you say to Juan Soto, to Aaron Judge? This is a team finally built to win. They're a great team. They're ready to move on. I think the Yankees, they take down the Jays. I don't think the Jays have it in.
All the Yankees have is more money. They throw their money around. They are these rich guys on the yard. They're not going to get it done. Juan Soto is a bum. He's a
money makes the world go round.
He's a bona fide scrub.
I mean, I think to me the key for the AL East is whatever team will be able to stay healthy. I mean, we've seen that the Tampa Bay Rays are currently injured, and I think that after that All-Star break, they're going to get Shane McClanahan back, and they're going to be on a good roll. I think if the Yankees can stay healthy, I think they're going to be really good. And, I mean, the Orioles with a 100-win season last year, it's no joke. That's not a fluke, and I think they're very serious. And I think if the Jays can stay healthy, I think they can make some good noise in that division. So, next up, we have the AL Central. So, for me, I think my pick for the AL Central would have to be the Minnesota Twins. I mean, with a very young and old lineup with veterans like Byron Buxton and Carlos Correa, I think that this team could make some serious noise in the AL Central in a division that is somewhat kind of weak right now.
I would have to agree with that. That's the only right decision in this division. The Twins are the only competitive team. They knocked out the Blue Jays last year. The rest of this division is absolutely terrifyingly awful. They are so bad. They are free wins in the division. You play your division the most in the MLB. This is a clear, clear win for the Minnesota Twins.
I think that we could see the Detroit Tigers or the Cleveland Guardians competing for that second spot. But I think that
Matt, what do we know about Detroit sports? Serial losers.
Serial losers. The Lions couldn't get it done.
The Tigers can't get it done. The Red Wings can't get it done. It doesn't matter. The Pistons can't get it done. They all suck. Detroit loses. Amen. AL Central's done. Let's move on because they suck.
Yes.
AL West.
All right.
Houston Astros. That's all. Need I say more?
Bang
Houston,
the drums. They're Astros. Cheaters.
They are
bona fide cheaters.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't winning.
They will never be a legit winner in the league. They are scrubs. They bang the drums, they know what pitch is coming, and they still got swept Series 1 by the Yankees. And they
still
every
got
pitch.
A ring.
Still got that the ring. That was years ago, Matt. Times have changed, and I think that my pick for this would be the defending world champs, the Texas Rangers. I mean, that rotation of Scherzer and DeGrom with the bats of Marcus Semien and Seager. That's an insane lineup in the thing. And especially bringing up top prospect Wyatt Langford. I mean, I think, need I say more?
I like that. I do like that. The Texas Rangers are a great team. Los Angeles Angels, what's going on with them?
I mean, they just lost Shohei in free agency. I mean, Mike Trout's really the only top name left on that roster. But, you know, I don't think they stand a chance. So I think that's it.
Back to back blowouts. They are getting
NL East
early.
I mean, for the NL East, I think there's only one clear cut. I think it's the Atlanta Braves. I mean, the best team, could argue being the best team in the league. So, you know.
But what about the Philadelphia Phillies?
I mean, I think
are we really leaving Bryce Harper out of this?
I think they're a wild card team, but I don't think they play better than the Phillies in the regular season.
Well, then I guess it's a good thing it's a 160-game season. Correct. They got time to show it.
All right. What about the NL Central? One of the more weaker divisions in the MLB.
This is just brutal looking at the teams.
It's pretty much anybody's pick. It's wide open. But you know what? I really think that the Chicago Cubs could make a very
– Just because they got Bellinger back doesn't mean they're a good team. They're scrubs.
Last year we saw them make a very good playoff push near the end, and I think that they can. That's a team that they
the
can build
Milwaukee
on.
The Milwaukee Brewers are the only correct answer here, okay? They're the only team that has sustained success in recent history. The Pirates, scrubs. The Cubs, scrubs. The Reds have Ellie De La Cruz, one of the most electrifying young players in the league at the moment, so they can make a splash. The Cardinals, scrubs. The Brewers are the only correct option in this league.
This guy really takes to our podcast slogan of hot takes and bad opinions. He's all in for this.
Right.
Well, then I guess it's time we move on to the NL West.
You know, one of the more competitive divisions in baseball, really up there with the NL or the AL East. But, you know, it's a very interesting thing with a lot of the top free agents coming to this division.
I think it will be the Los Angeles Dodgers because they have Ohtani. He is one of the best players in the world, and they have the most expensive roster with the best lineup in the league. This is a clear choice.
I could not have said that any better. I completely agree. They've spent the money. They've spent the most money of any team by far to get the lineup they have. Leading off, you got Mookie Betts, you got Freddie Freeman, you got Shohei Ohtani, you got Max Muncy. This team is incredible. Teoscar Hernandez off to an electrifying start to the series, to the season. The Dodgers are easily the most dominating team right now, both on paper and on the field in the MLB.
I hear you, Curtis, but let's not forget the San Francisco Giants, the free agency moves that they made. And I mean, the Padres being a great lineup and, you know, the Diamondbacks fresh off a World Series appearance. But, you know, I would love to see the LA Dodgers really make a good push and win that World Series.
Well, if there's one thing sports fans love, it's when expensive teams fail, and I'm on the Dodgers death train. And with that, this concludes our first episode of Game Talk. We would like to thank everyone for listening, and if there's one piece of information, Toronto sports are the best, Leafs are winning the Cup, Jays are going to the series, and Austin Matthews is going to win every single award.
And Samsonov's the best goalie in the NHL.
Thank you, and goodbye.